Hi guys, today's video is about how we managed to grow a business from 10 million to 60 million pounds within 2 years. So let's stay tuned and watch the tips, what we did to implement. Hi guys, it's Arif from Sterling's Global. Today's video, we give some hot tips for the actual growing e-commerce businesses who are already gone past £1 million, but they are trying to strategize their current process and strategies, and that's what I'm going to include. Stay tuned and rest roll.
How do you develop accurate cash flow forecasts to manage inventory for dropshipping?
Cash flow predictions, oh my word. How could I say that how important it is? I cannot stress this enough. Now, cash flow prediction is very, very, very important in e-commerce business. E-commerce business always runs on the actual cash flow basis criteria. It's simply because there's two types of businesses in e-commerce. So number one is you buy your own product, store it in your warehouse or a 3PL or send it to Amazon FBA, doesn't matter. So this is the one type of business. Another type is like you do drop shipping, which is like you don't touch the product. You basically have one supplier or multiple suppliers shipping it once you sell the product. So that's drop shipping, and you don't buy the product until you sell it. Okay, either way, cash flow is going to be very important. Why? Number one is your advertising. You have to be very consistent with advertisement. There are issues with ranking. There are issues with competitors jumping in the meantime. And if they see a slim, like a door or a cut, they can get in to fit themselves into inciting, and they take the position in organic ranking or something like that, you'll be out of business for the keyword. So you got to be careful that you have the funding or forecasting in place correctly for the right time. And always the forecasting also have to be accurate for the busy period of the businesses. So busy periods are like seasonal businesses, for example, or even any business in any season is busy. Christmas, for example. And also you got Black Friday sales, you got New Year sales, you got Father's Day, Mother's Day, birthday. So many, unbelievable. So you got to be prepared to buy the stock properly on time, and there is no gap between the stock running out and the actual lead time, as well as the product arriving in a warehouse ready to be shipped. Do not give any gap of 5 days, 7 days, or 15 days. This is the mistake that a lot of people make when they grow their business. Make sure you get that right. No gaps in supply. Always have it going, because if you are selling into millions now, you're going to be selling into tens of millions tomorrow. Imagine how many customers are actually waiting for you to supply or fulfill their demand. And imagine if you're not there for that many thousands of customers for 7 days, what happens? They automatically go to a competitor. They're not going to wait for you. They don't know you. They don't care. So what they're going to do, they're simply going to go to a competitor and buy their product, and you lose a lot of revenues. And there is obviously no opportunities for you to grow within those customers criteria. So lots of other things. So forecasting is extremely important. I cannot stress it enough. And I'm more leaning towards the e-commerce business. I know you hear about forecasting every day. You understand that you're a genius. I get that. But my whole job here is that pointing you out actually based on e-commerce. So you get to repeat yourself and see through it, even though it's very basic that I'm covering. So I hope this one helps.
How do you find high margin items? Do you assess the profitability of your product listing for better overall sales?
If you're from the UK, you know Sir Alan Sugar, right? I watched one of his videos in Apprentice very long time ago, like over a decade ago. What he said to one of the apprentices once is that what sells the most, sell more of it. Now, why I'm saying that? It's a simple strategy. It's like keep it simple, stupid. It's like a KISS format. Right? If your business is already growing, it's not growing because of all the products you have, because of 100 SKUs or 1000 SKUs you have. It's growing because you have the best sellers, the products that you are selling. You have to identify which products are they, how can I improve them a little bit more, or which category is it, how can I improve that a little bit more. Do I need to change some images? Do I need to produce some videos? Do I need to put more email campaigns out there? Do I need to do some retarget marketing? So you'll have to focus on that, grow that line of products or categories for your actual growing brand. Yes, you will grow everything simultaneously. We understand that. So don't forget, now the actual products which are already selling into quantities, this is what you focus on first. This is going to do or benefit you a few ways. Number one is your cash flow is going to increase rapidly straight away. Okay, it's 80-20 rules. Focus on what works. Cash flow is going to increase And number two, you're going to be able to negotiate a better rate with your suppliers because you're ordering a better volume. Number three, you're going to have a better rate from your logistics because you are ordering more often into larger volume. Simple as that. Number three, you're going to have more authority of the branding into the marketplace or in the actual structure that you are doing your marketing. It's simply because people know you as a leader and you have more market share because you are already in the bestseller and people already know you. They're repeating your business or talking about you or sharing your post, such and such. These are a few important bits that I can share with you on this topic.
What tactics will improve the structure of my international business operation when it comes to tax compliance regulations?
Tax is one of the key components of a growing business. Usually a growing business would be growing within one country, but they would be also growing into a couple of other countries. So it could be the neighborhood countries like, you know, France, Germany or Italy, or it could be the far USA, or it could be the Middle East. So wherever you're growing, the tax compliance must be in place. How you do that is pretty much simply having an expert on board to make sure checking through all your compliances, or have this outsourced to somebody like ourselves who can help you with that, doing the full comprehensive service all in one place. If you don't do that, you will be facing a lot more problems down the line, not being tax compliant. You understand how important it is already to be fully tax compliant. A growing business does not forget that, but what they do, they carry that burden on their shoulders thinking, I'll sort it when I have time. But you know what? It's a matter of time of speaking to somebody like us to have it sorted. It only takes 1 or 2 hours to speak to us and have this fully analyzed and let us work on it while you can focus on your high value task. That's all it is, guys. So ensure it's taken care of properly.
How should I secure measurements to prevent frauds and build trust reputation with customer?
On an e-commerce niche, having fraudulent transactions is very, very common. Having this on Amazon is not your problem because Amazon takes care of it as a merchant. However, if you have your own website in a dropshipping model, such as like having your own Shopify, or even have your own website with WooCommerce, Shopify, and your own merchants, such as like PayPal, Stripe, or whoever, you must ensure you use enough plugins or technology to prevent fraud. There are criteria you can put into Stripe directly. There are also criteria you can pull, so using some plugins or using some sort of apps on Shopify, or some plugins on WooCommerce, or maybe some plugins for BigCommerce and things like this. You will be able to put prevention measures in place by speaking to a security or developer or somebody in IT in the web development. They will be able to assist you with that matter. It's important because it directly hits your revenue. If you're having multiple people raising chargeback on their credit card because of your transactions, it doesn't look good for your business, and you're bound to be attacked because you're appearing in more places because of your marketing and popularity, and more fraudulent transactions are going to be attractive towards you. People who are doing those, obviously, I mean, they are doing it because they find your site to be vulnerable. It's good and important for you to get this checked out by specialists before you plan to grow. That should be one of your key tasks that you get done early enough before you even invest any money into the actual marketing or buying any stock. Make sure it's fully checked and taken care of.
What are the essential processes in working with investors? What about managing the account activity or financial reports?
Management accounts, obviously you heard other terms. Now, management account, what it does, it pretty much gives you the KPIs you need for the business, including all the financial analysis. However, there's another thing called financial accounts. Now, financial accounts come into play such as like, you have to do financial accounts on a monthly or a quarterly basis. Depending on the criteria that your investors or your partners put in to receive the transparent information from you, you have to set up the strategies accordingly. Having an in-house team of one finance assistant is not going to do the job, guys. You need to have full-on bookkeeping team, accountants, tax specialist, cross-border specialist, transfer pricing specialist, as well as making sure CFO or somebody who knows those data, how to process them and how to put them forward and how to make the actual reports. A growing business is always needed those information by their actual founders or by their actual investors. Their investors will require that. Why? Because they know they want to work with you. Transparency is the key to build your business sustainably. You can only be transparent by having proper bookkeeping, financial analysis, management account, everything in place by the specialist who deal with that in that sector, in the e-commerce sector. Okay, don't get deviated or diverted in, and or go to traditional method in e-commerce sector, and make sure to have somebody on board for that, a decent team who knows what they're doing, how to handle it properly. That's part of your growth strategy.
How can I identify trends in business or even analyze business data to find areas of improvements?
Financial analysis, don't be emotional, be realistic, be practical. Check where the actual market is going, where the trend is going, what are the customers asking, and act accordingly. Now, when it's where the market is going, it's where the competitors are leading to. So what are your top 10 competitors? Do you even know? I'm sure you should know because you're a growing business. You're turning over 10, 15 million already, right? So who are they and what are they doing? You should take action accordingly. And if you step one or two steps ahead, this is how you grow it. And understand how to follow a trend. I keep repeating that. It's because it's very, very important, because people's habits change, the marketing structures change, also the actual that way things are presented nowadays change. You've seen the changes in the video industry, just like it was all about YouTube. Facebook Reel came in, Instagram Reel came in, TikTok coming. Things changed. So it's like they always, because you keep up to date, do your analysis properly, and make sure you have dedicated time towards it and a team helping you to do the analysis. That could be financial analysis, that could be marketing analysis, that could be actual research analysis or demand analysis, anything you're looking at. Make sure you have a process and analytical data in place, so it's easy for you to make the changes and you have the right team in place to help you with that. Now that you know the trend, you're not emotional, and you are more realistic, you're working with the live data and working with the team to help you with that. Now you position your products for the customers, and you have also started to analyze your processes and your data. Now all you have to do, just repeat this cycle. I hope this helps, guys. So what part of the video did you actually like, or do you agree that you should improve in your business? Put a comment below, let me see what you have put, and I will personally come and put a comment to engage with you and give you broader details. Thank you very much.